Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about getting laser-focused on your marriage this month.
There's an anonymous quote that says, you get what you focus on, so focus on what you want. And as we're talking about being laser focused in your marriage, and we're going to get into some specifics with that, you're going to see exactly what we're talking about. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really, it's an opportunity for us to celebrate your intentionality, to celebrate how the two of you are taking action in your marriage and creating your own extraordinary marriage. And this hug comes from a post that was in the One Family Facebook group that starts out with, such a refreshing, much needed weekend. First date with my honey since July. We used to go on a date once a month, but our parents have been sick. We got our Jesus on with season 3 of The Chosen. We had so much fun taking our boys on the Santa Express this evening. They enjoy it more and more every year. My house may be a disaster, but I don't even care. The dishes and laundry aren't going anywhere. There are memories to be made and love to be shared. Emotional intimacy pillar, check. Physical intimacy pillar, check. Financial intimacy pillar, check. Spiritual intimacy pillar, check. Recreational intimacy pillar, check. Sexual intimacy pillar, check, check, check. Thank God for the one person in our family who is willing to keep our kiddos overnight. I love it.
Fantastic.
You know, here's a couple that just, you know, made their marriage a priority, and they did it in the way that they could with the resources that they had. And that's exactly what we want to applaud. That's what we want to recognize in each and every one of you. And
yeah.
You know, this is the time of year where a lot of people are resolving to do something, right? There's this whole New Year's resolution. It's like, mm-hmm. It's a whole category unto itself, I think, in common language this time of year. And, you know, people resolve to do it. And then, you know, it kind of lasts for a day or two, maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. And then you're like, it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work. I'm not gonna. It's the whole thing about, you know, it's the big joke about the gym, right? Like if you have a gym membership that you actually use, you probably avoid the gym on like the first, second, third of January. Because everybody that was like, oh my gosh, I ate too much between Thanksgiving and Christmas is like, oh,
I got to go get fit.
I got to go get fit and I'm going to do it right now. And then like on day 4, you're like, oh, like I don't feel like going today. And so you stop and then you're like, well, it's over.
I don't even know if it's day 4 because I've been on a bit of a fitness journey. Many of you know I am a cyclist. I consider myself a cyclist to the core. And I don't know, a couple of months ago, I just started lifting. I felt like, hey, at 49 years old, I need a lift.
Well, and also, I think it was because Alex started to give you a hard time.
Well, Alex did give me a hard time.
That's our 20-year-old son.
Yep. Also, we are going to our Six Pillars in Paradise marriage getaway in Cancun in April.
That's legit. Yep.
And we have 22 couples plus ourselves, a couple of couples who are going to be assisting us there. And I'm like, I want to look good at the pool. I want to look good on the beach. So I started lifting. And guess what? After the first day of lifting upper body, because as a cyclist, you use basically your lower back, your gluteus.
Everything below the belly button.
Yeah, and everything back down. You don't use much of an upper body at all. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to start lifting. Literally, after that first day of lifting, I couldn't move my arms. I couldn't move my body, upper body. It hurt so much. So there was no day 2 or 3. It actually took me a little bit to go, oh my goodness, I need to get back in my garage gym and start pushing those weights again. And I've been doing it now for about 2 months, feeling pretty
consistent.
Good.
Yeah, he looks good too. And you know, I think you highlight a really big challenge or problem with what most people do with resolutions. Most people don't have that focus. Like, why am I doing that? I mean, mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Just to be more fit probably isn't going to be motivating enough for you to stick it with going to the gym. Just like, just to be, you know, happier in my marriage probably isn't going to be enough of a focus or a motivation for you to be like, yeah, I'm going to stick with it. The other thing that Tony highlighted there was that he created a plan. You know, most of us, and I'm so guilty of this. This is why the whole weight thing, like, or the gym thing is real. I'm guilty of going in and being like, I'm going to work out. And then unlike my daughter, who's taken, I don't know, like 3 years of weight training in high school. I never took a weight training class. So I walk in there and I see all these machines and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I have nothing. I don't even know what to do. And then I'm embarrassed because there are all these people that clearly know what to do. And so instead of getting a trainer, I'm just like, you know what? It would be so much easier for me to just turn around and walk out of the building and just pretend I wasn't here.
No, you go right to the treadmill or the bike, because then it's sort of like, yeah, I know how to use those.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, in the early years, I wouldn't even do that. I would be so intimidated by people that seem to know what they were doing. Like, kind of like in marriage where you see people that seem to know what they're doing and you're like, yeah, I'm too intimidated. I'm like, this is too much for me. Mm-hmm. Right. It's being in this place of not knowing what your focus is, why you're doing what you're doing, not having a plan. And then, you know, like feeling kind of intimidated. And I get it because, you know, the Six Pillars of Intimacy that was released in November of 2021. So it's been a little over a year now, which is crazy to believe. Almost 300 reviews. That book continues to blow my mind. But what we heard from so many people...
Can I just say, for those of you who don't know what that is,
yes,
the Six Pillars of Intimacy, The Secret to an Extraordinary Marriage, is our sixth book, and it has become an Amazon bestseller in multiple categories. If you haven't picked it up, please do, and you can get it at thesixpillarsofintimacy.com. That will redirect you right to Amazon. You can get it in paperback, hardback, audiobook, whatever your preferred reading is. But truly, we have seen marriages change because of the Six Pillars of Intimacy. Our own marriage has changed because of the words Alisa wrote in that book. And more importantly, being intentional and taking action of what's in that book.
Yeah, because it became more than a resolution for us. And I think for a lot of couples, like, you can read that book or you listen to this podcast and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, we need to take action in our marriage. We need to do something. But sometimes it can feel maybe overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, a lot of people will submit their coaching applications or send us emails and they'll say things like, we have cracks in every pillar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, and in my mind, I'm like, welcome to the club. We all have it at some point in time, Tony and I included. Mm-hmm. The other part of that is in that, like, oh my gosh, all of our pillars have cracks. It can be like, I don't even know what the outcome is or what I'm supposed to be doing to even move in that direction. Mm. And that can be, that paralysis can actually, it can almost be defeating in the sense of, I know what I want to go get, but I don't know what the plan is, and I don't know how to go get there. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting because last week I had three separate coaching sessions, and you guys know, or if you don't, you will right now. Whenever something shows up in threes in coaching,
yep,
it's time for an episode around it, because I'm like, if we're talking about this in coaching, then we need to be talking about it with the one family as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't just save the best stuff for my coaching clients, but it's getting, this question kept coming up as I would sit there during my coaching sessions and I would look to see what the date was. And I would ask the question, what would it look like for you to focus on just one pillar of intimacy in the month of January? And I said, with the caveat that you're not completely ignoring the other five.
Right.
Right. Like, you don't get to just like we're just going to pretend we're only married in this one pillar and we're not in the other. No, it wasn't that. It was just saying, hey, what if you just gave extra attention to one pillar? And it didn't matter which one it was. I was like, you pick. But it was really interesting to watch everybody pause almost to a T. There was a pause of like, huh. Like, almost you could see the dream clouds. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, what would that look like? What would happen if we had that kind of focus? And then we asked you guys on Instagram the same question. Which pillar of intimacy do you need to focus on in January? And the top three intimacies, the most popular responses were sexual, emotional, and financial intimacies. Those three intimacies were the ones that showed up the most often.
Okay.
And I want you to know why this is so important, because you share, these are your responses, right? Why do you want to work on this particular pillar? And it was interesting because as you hear these responses, you're going to understand that it could actually apply to any pillar.
Hmm.
Right? Listen to these responses and why it's important to give a particular pillar of intimacy attention. Continuing to rebuild from broken areas over the last year. We haven't made time for it. We've been slacking. My spouse's needs aren't being met. This is where I need the most improvement. I'm feeling disconnected in this area. We want to regain our affection for one another. I feel like this pillar has a lot of cracks. Improvement in this one will improve the others. Mm. We need to develop consistency because I've been deceptive in this area. Like, it was so striking to me because I'm the one that cultivates all of that or curates all of that information. So I start looking at this and I'm like, oh my gosh, it doesn't matter which pillar. When you look at those responses, and I think, you know, as you are reflecting, even in this episode, like, which pillar do I need to work on? Which one would have the biggest impact? Like, we're starting a brand new year. A brand new year. Clean slate. Nothing has happened in those 365 days. So which pillar of intimacy, like, to kick off January, which one's going to have a huge impact on your marriage? Maybe the biggest impact, and maybe set the two of you up for success for an entire year. This isn't just like a generic, hey, it's going to be 2023. Let's work on our marriage and go, okay. No. Like, I was telling one of my clients, I said, you know, the beauty of the fact that there are six pillars, and that was not, what I'm about to say was not intentional to the calendar year. We didn't pick six so that they would duplicate themselves twice in a year.
Right.
But they do. It's beautiful. Right? You could actually think about that. Six pillars. You could go 1 through 6, January through June. And then you can give them all a second dose of attention July through December.
Mm, and it's interesting. As you look at these, I want to share where Lisa and I were at the end of 2021 looking at 2022. And for us, as we looked at our six pillars, the one that we noticed and we wanted to focus in on was our spiritual intimacy. That was the one we really wanted to go, what can we do differently this year in 2022? And for us, it was like, hey, if we can strengthen that pillar, what could shift in our marriage? What could shift in the others? Mm-hmm. And so we picked it up. We said, this is the one we want to do. We are going to pray together 3 times a week and let's see what happens. And you know what? Elise even said, this isn't about being perfect. This is about making that pillar intentional, being intentional in that pillar, mm-hmm. and then taking action. Because I can look back over the last 12 months and starting in January of how we were consistent. We were doing it. We had it on there. And yet over those months after, we got a little lackadaisical at times. Sometimes we miss. Sometimes we are just having moments, you know, individually, together, and we wouldn't do it. Mm-hmm. We had to call each other out at times throughout the year. We had to go, hey, you know what? I know we just had a bit of an argument, and yet right now is our time for prayer. Mm-hmm. So let's do this together. And I will tell you, it's grown us. It's strengthened us, I think, in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I know for you, if you pick one pillar just to focus in on the next 30 days, just look at that one for 30 days. What could happen for your marriage as the year progresses?
Absolutely. And, you know, seriously, by this point in time in this episode, you probably have a pretty good idea of which pillar it is that you want to focus on for the next month. You know, there are six. And yes, we mentioned, you know, sexual, emotional, and financial, but the others are physical, spiritual, and recreational. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk after this break about the actions and how to set you up to have not just, you know, a great day focused on a particular pillar of intimacy, but a great month. We'll do that after this break.
Stress, hormone changes, and lack of sleep can impact your skin, causing issues like dryness, dark spots, and acne. I know the closer I get to 50, the more aware I become of this. OneSkin, today's sponsor, offers a simple skincare routine to address these concerns at a cellular level. OneSkin has developed a proprietary peptide called OS1 that's scientifically validated to improve the health of your skin beneath the surface without irritation or a complicated multi-step routine. I use the OS1 face topical supplement on my face and neck, which often needs a little extra care with age. Additionally, the OS1 eye supplement helps keep the under eye area fresh, even on little sleep. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We're back, and we're talking about how you can get focused and do something in one particular pillar of intimacy this month. And first thing, you kind of have to identify which pillar it is that you want to focus on. You got to start somewhere.
Which one do you want to focus on?
So the one that I have been tossing around for the last few days, and this is seriously off the cuff. We haven't actually. This is what happened when I prep it.
Let's just talk about it.
I've been thinking about our financial intimacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's got a quizzical look on his face. If you could see him right now, he's like, interesting.
Yeah, I think it is one. I think on my side, I think it's our sexual intimacy.
Okay. We're going to need to come to agreement on that.
We're going to have to figure out which one is the priority and which one is the secondary for that, for sure.
Right. But, because the two of you, like if you're both going to focus on the same pillar, you have to actually agree on it.
Mm-hmm.
And these, you know, for us, these may be the first two that we focus on. We may look at January and February and say, okay, this is what this is going to look like, right? There's no right or wrong to this, but agreement is important.
Right. It helps for the two of you to stay consistent with one another, hold each other accountable for what you want to accomplish.
And this is a great opportunity when you're having this conversation with your spouse to get curious. Mm-hmm. Hey, why do you think that one needs to have attention? Right? Why do you think?
Because lately, you're asking me, so I'm going to, so you, and you're asking the one family.
I am asking the one family, but
you're asking
but Tony's
me
just
as well,
jumping
so
in.
I'm going to just jump in. I do feel like as the kids have gotten older, the intimacy lifestyle has waned. Because we do have more freedom than what we used to have, right?
Right.
And that more freedom, I think, has caused us not to stick to our plan the way we've done before. So when the kids were younger, it was definitely like, we have this moment in time. And now we have this moment in time as much as we want because one's not here and one's in and out. And so that's why I feel like we come to each week and we're like, have we had sex twice this week? Do you remember if we had sex earlier in the week? Where are we this week? Who's initiating?
Well, and a big part of that was last year. Well, earlier this year. Yeah. January of 2022. I can't keep track at the end of the year which way that's all going. When I switched my coaching schedule, that has really impacted our sexual intimacy just because I coach on Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and I can go till 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And
which we're going to change.
Which
we're going to change.
Tony's like, I need you back. But if I do 6 or 7 hours of coaching in a day, by the end of the day, like I'm tapped.
I understand that.
But no, here's the challenge with just the way we had structured our sexual intimacy prior to 2022 was that Tony's days to initiate had been Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So if we don't have sex on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm worthless.
You're not worthless. Well, it's
like,
I'm
exhausted.
You're exhausted. I know better than to initiate on those days because it's more of a like, okay, like I'll do it just to satisfy instead of less
engagement.
really connecting. Mm-hmm. And so if it doesn't happen on Sunday, which doesn't happen that often, I feel like lately, because Sundays tend to be just our chill day. Like that's our day. Like we really,
that's
just
really a day of rest for us.
We really just have become very much a, like that is like, don't do anything day. So then all of a sudden it's Sunday doesn't happen. Monday or Tuesday, I'm not initiating. That doesn't happen. So now we're into Wednesday, which is our day off. And then you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which for some reason just doesn't equate in your mind.
That's not true. Okay. But this isn't, see, this is why it's so important to have, like, this is real time. We didn't put this in the bullet notes for this episode that we were going to talk about like this.
I took Elise on a detour from her episode notes here.
Well, but it's,
which
but
is okay.
It's actually a really good demonstration of why it's so important to have this conversation.
It is.
And what it looks like, and not just getting into agreement on the one pillar of intimacy that you're going to focus on, but also taking that one step further and saying, well, what's the outcome that we're aiming for?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we want to be? Like, we're going to start somewhere on January 1st. We all are, right? Where do you want to be on January 31st? Right? What's the outcome? Do you two want to, you know, like for Tony, it might be more consistent sexual intimacy over those 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. It might be more initiative. Like, you know what the outcome is that you want to be working towards.
So when it comes to financial intimacy, what would that look like for you? What would the outcome that you're looking for over those 30 days be?
That for me is just like getting more of a handle on the personal accounts.
Okay.
Really more time reflecting on them, seeing where the leaks are, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And just looking at, you know, from a January 1 to a January 3rd, like how do we spend our money,
mm-hmm.
and coming back to that.
Yep.
Right. But it's getting into this understanding of what the outcome is. And when you,
I just say something real quick too?
Sure.
just because it was interesting. You said the personal finances, and for us, we've split our financial intimacy because we do have One Extraordinary Marriage, mm-hmm. the company. And so there's inflow and outflow there. And then we have our personal side, which is the DiLorenzo family. I handle and review most of the company side of things. I'm the
almost
one.
Almost exclusively.
I'm pretty much in those numbers, working with my bookkeeper and our accountant. And Alisa handles that personal side of things. And I think what we have found is that works great. And yet there needs to be a little bit of an overlap of what's here and what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that way it's just sort of an ebb and flow. So for some of you, that may look like you both have your jobs or whatever positions you have, and you may focus in on what you're making. And yet, do you really know what's going on with your spouse and vice versa? Is it coming in together? So, and I'm just bringing that up around your financial intimacy, if that's something that you want to be addressing,
mm-hmm.
and taking action in over the next 30 days.
And one of the things I want to say, because this came up in a number of the coaching sessions where we were having these conversations, is that, you know, the two of you can agree on what the outcome is. Like, oh, I want to, you know, we want to have more frequent sex. Let's just go back to the sexual intimacy for a second. But how the two of you go about getting there, because you are two different people, may look different. And that's okay. What's important to recognize is, what are we working towards? Because when it comes to, let's say, more frequent sex, which was actually one of the, like, one of my couples is working on their sexual intimacy, and that is, you know, more consistent, more frequent sex, right? How the husband approaches that as far as his intentionality will likely look, you know, in terms of how he, you know, he's talked about it. Like, how am I going to romance my wife? And, you know, how am I going to look at our schedules and that type of thing? And she may be stepping into this place of, what am I going to do to be mentally prepared for when we are having sex? Same outcome. We want to have more frequent sex, but two people have to do two different actions to get there. And
there's a lot going on underneath the surface. That those are there by all means, and yet even in our own marriage, there are things that are going on. We're looking at late 40s. We are getting blood tests. We're looking at hormones. Like, where is everything for myself, for Alisa? Those have impacts on what's going on around our sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. I know that. And yet there are still times when you're like, okay, I get it. There's also a progression of getting healthier or addressing these things. And so when you're looking at these, you may be surface at first, but you also have to be bringing in what's the underlying current that's happening. And you need to seriously address those things. Address what's happening. There's a lot of emotional intimacy that's going on. There may be things that you've been mulling around in your head for some time that you haven't shared with your spouse. And this may be the time to do it, because they cannot read your mind. And Elise and I have said this many of times, and we still, hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And this may open up some things that you haven't said yet, but this is a time to do it. Because if you don't, it's just going to be lying underneath. You guys are going to try to address a pillar. You're going to self-sabotage because you haven't truly told your spouse what's going on. And for some of you, that's really hard to do. And we get it. And that is when you need to bring somebody in and alongside you to help you. And if you haven't already looked at marriage coaching, we would highly suggest that you do. You can apply for marriage coaching here. You go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching to learn more, but then come up with that plan and really work towards it together.
Well, because that's the thing, right? Like, you got to agree on the intimacy that you're working on. You've got to determine what the outcome is, because just to say we're going to work on our sexual intimacy, our financial intimacy, our record, like, it, just to say that without, you know, understanding what the desired outcome is, kind of like going to the gym and just being like, yeah, I want to look good in June. Okay. And then you've got to identify 1 to 3 actions that are going to support that outcome, that are going to lead you to that outcome, because you can't control whether or not you get to the outcome, but you can control whether or not you do the actions that are going to take you to the outcome. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge distinction. So many people, when we set goals, we focus on, you know, I want to lose weight or I want to have more sex, but you have to have, the only thing that you can control are the actions that get you there. Mm-hmm. You can't control whether or not you have more sex, but you can control if you're more romantic with your spouse. You can control if you go on more dates. You can control if you, you know, are looking at your finances once a week. Like, you can control all of those things. And if you do the little things consistently, newsflash, you will get to the outcomes.
Mm-hmm. It may take a little bit longer. It may be quicker. It just depends. Again, I'm going to just go to just like my fitness stuff. That first day after doing it, that next day, I was hurting. My arms hurt. Every part of my upper body hurt. I did not see the outcomes that I was looking for. It took about 6 weeks of consistency, 3 days a week, getting into my garage gym, doing push-ups every day, that I have seen the results. Mm-hmm. And so that consistency factor is key, even in our marriage. Little things done consistently have a big impact.
Well, and I want you to catch the word that Tony used there. He used the word consistently and not the word perfectly. And I need to address the fact, because this comes up in coaching so often, you will not be perfect at whatever you choose to do. Why? Because you're human. Mm-hmm. And we have bad days, and we have days we don't feel well, and we have days that it seems like the world's caving in. What can you do consistently? Because consistency, I can't tell you how many times that word comes up in a coaching session where somebody's like, I just wish we would be consistent in XYZ. Because you may think that you need to do it perfectly to meet your spouse's needs, but you will find, and I've seen it time and time again, you will find that if you get consistent and they know that, you know, 8 times out of 10 or 9 times out of 10, you're going to do it, then there's a whole lot more grace for the 1 or 2 times that it doesn't happen. Because you've built up the consistency, they know. And when your actions don't match up, then that's a great way, place to build the emotional intimacy and just to explain, hey, here's what's going on today. I feel like crap. There's no way I can do, like I feel nauseous. I don't think I can have sex with you. And that's not because I don't want to have sex with you. It's because I think I'm going to be sick. Or it's been a month where I haven't had the work that I thought I was going to have. So our finances are a lot lower than where I expected them to be at this point in time. It's a lot better to have that conversation the week that it happens, or, you know, within the week that it happens, than to wait till the end of the month and then be like, yeah, so, we don't have the money, mm-hmm. right? These are opportunities to build emotional intimacy in each one of the pillars, right? To have those conversations when things don't go perfectly and understand that, guys, we are not perfect. If you've listened to this show throughout this year, you will hear that many times we've talked about our spiritual intimacy, and many times we're probably really consistent more on like 2 out of 3 mm-hmm. every week, but it's on our calendar 3 out of 3. Mm-hmm. So if you were just to look at that, if you were to grade us, we would be at like a 67%. We still have children in school. A 67% is not a good grade. It's not. When I see 67s on tests, I get a little cranky. But 67%, 2 out of 3 in our marriage, week in and week out, has shifted everything. Mm-hmm. So I want to give you that perspective. Don't look at it as just like the one day where you were like 0 out of 1 and you're like, well, that's a 0. Okay. What does 2/3 consistency look like in your marriage? Mm. What is 75% consistency? How does that shift things this year? Don't be afraid for it not to be perfect so that you don't start, right? Don't get into that place of, well, if I can't be perfect, I'm not going to start. Get into the place of saying, what can we do consistently to grow and create our extraordinary marriage this year?
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go over these 3 one more time for you so you guys have them as you start this next month and you determine what you want to do. All right. So first, which pillar of intimacy are you going to focus on for the next 30 days? 2, what's the outcome that you're aiming for? And 3, What are the one to three actions that will support that that outcome? So as you step into this new year, as you begin to look at, hey, which pillar do we want to focus on? Think of those three things. And the great thing is you can take that and take these three steps and do it month after month. Look at one intimacy this month, another one the next month, another one the next month. Continue to do that. And over time, our desire and our prayer is that you have the extraordinary marriage you desire. Not what somebody else wants, not what somebody else thinks you should have. What is the extraordinary marriage you desire? Go out there this week. Strengthen your six pillars of intimacy. But more importantly, focus in on one. And if you need help, don't forget, you can apply for coaching at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. You guys have yourselves a fantastic start to the new year. We're truly honored and blessed to have you part of the One family, and we're excited for what's ahead as we press forward for marriages, strengthening yours. Because as we get behind our microphones each and every week, we pray for one marriage, and we pray that that marriage was yours this week. Take care. Have a great week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.